4. Annoyance. 1. Don't talk to me about that fellow.
2. His indifference irritates me.
3. I really hate being kept waiting.
4. Impossible! That is too much.
5. Isn't that annoying?
6. It makes me sick the way they laugh.
7. That's a bore.
8. Yuck! My luck!
9. Oh, damn!
10. What a fool!
Dialogue 1. Flight BE-407 to Paris is delayed. Will passengers please wait in the lounge?
Oh, how annoying!
The time of departure will be announced as soon as possible.
What a nuisance!
I'm always annoyed at the delay.
It really makes me mad.
Dialogue 2. I'm very annoyed at your disobedience.
But, Mom, I didn't mess it up.
You should have asked for my opinion before you did it.
Sorry, Mom. I won't do it again.
You'd better remember your promise.
Dialogue 3. Mr. Smith is really a thorough drag.
What is it?
His endless talking about stocks almost bores me to death.
Don't you like to know anything about stocks?
I'm not at all keen on this subject.
Dialogue 4. Bob, put on your shoes. Your feet are really smelly.
No foot gives out scent.
But don't forget you're in a cafe.
Never mind. The odor of my feet will quicken their eating speed.
I simply can't bear your barbaric behavior.
Don't pretend that you're a good god.
You should feel shameful for your behavior.
I've never experienced such a kind of feeling.
I'm really sick of you.
Dialogue 5. Did you hear about Henry?
No, what happened?
He's really upset. He didn't get accepted to any of the colleges he really wanted to go to.
Why not? His grades were so good.
I think his applications were received too late for the fall semester.
Dialogue 6. What do you think you're doing?
I'm just getting myself some milk.
How dare you! You've no right to help yourself. I'll have none left for the morning.
Dialogue 7. You don't seem to like Beijing opera very much.
To tell you the truth, it really turns me off.
Same feeling here.
To me, it's just like listening to a language completely unknown. A doctor who worked in a village was very annoyed because many people used to stop him in the street and ask for his advice. In this way, he was never paid for his services, and he never managed to earn much money. He made up his mind to put an end to this. One day, he was stopped by a young man who said to him, "Oh, doctor, I'm so glad to see you. I've got a severe pain in my left side." The doctor pretended to be interested and said, "Shut your eyes and stick your tongue out of your mouth." Then he went away, leaving the man standing in the street with his tongue hanging out, and a large crowd of people laughing at him.